There are two Ohios right now, one with high-speed internet service, the other without. Senator Joe Schiavone says when he was running for governor in the Democratic primary, he heard from people who wanted to start or expand businesses in the parts of Ohio that lack reliable broadband service.
I would hear complaints from businesses saying, you know, we like the geographical location in Ohio, in certain parts of Ohio specifically, but the high-speed internet, the broadband access is unreliable, and so that's a reason to not expand or to not move there.
Schiavone is backing a bill that would offer grants to private businesses, local governments, nonprofit telecom organizations, and co-ops to establish broadband in those underserved or unserved areas. It's passed the House, where it has a Republican champion, new Speaker Ryan Smith, who says so much is done online these days when it comes to workforce development. And Smith says it would give students in those areas the same access to high-tech learning as those who attend schools in cities or more developed areas of the state.
Our children, while they can study online and all of them have Chromebooks and things like that, they can't go home and access it at night. So you're limited to that time period that you're in the school building where you have access.
While students can go to local libraries to access the internet, there is another place where Republican Representative Rick Carfagna says kids are often going to do their homework, McDonald's.
Why? Because they got free Wi-Fi there. And so I think it's ridiculous that kids are going to have to go to McDonald's to do their homework, or they got to go to the library, or they got to go to grandma's house, anywhere but their own home, just to do their regular homework.
Carfagna has a different bill that would provide $2 million to help provide broadband services to about 300,000 homes. These are the areas with just a handful of homes that were missed when broadband was put through in their overall communities. Both bills have bipartisan support, yet neither is being fast-tracked for passage. The bill that Speaker Smith is backing would use $100 million from the state's Third Frontier Fund over a two-year period to fund the grants to businesses and local governments. It's co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Jack Sarah. And Sarah thinks a possible reason for the lack of movement could be that some state leaders want to earmark those Third Frontier dollars for autonomous vehicles, smart tracks, and other high-tech investments.
I think has been some pushback on it. I would suggest that if the administration and others don't want to use that funding, then we should move forward with general fund monies on it. To me, it needs that type of commitment, and other states are making that commitment, and we're going to end the year with a fund balance of about $500 million. So, you know, it would be easy to invest in that, and I think the return to Ohio would be great.
Stu Johnson, executive director of the technology nonprofit Connect Ohio, says both bills are needed. And he says the entire state needs broadband in order to take advantage of more advanced technologies.
Well, the fact of the matter is, all these things we look at, whether it's precision agriculture or autonomous vehicles or sensors or education or workforce development or economic development, those are all the end results. At the foundation, all of those require broadband. The autonomous vehicles, while the majority of that is done wirelessly, you need high-capacity fiber as close to that vehicle as you can get. So it's all part and parcel of the overall goal.
Johnson says both pieces of legislation would allow the state to draw down matching funds from the federal government. And he says the larger bill targeted at businesses would fund a comprehensive broadband plan like more than two dozen other states now have, which they say is paying off in economic development. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.